You're listening to KDAC 102.5 FM or online at kdacfm.org. My name is Josh Haugen. Coming up next is a series of interviews with local filmmakers whose films will be featured at the Short Films and Features event hosted by Makewell. If you'd like to find out more about that event, you can go to their website at wearemakewell.com. Joining me in studio to talk about his film, The Nighttime Ghoul, is Joe Greening. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So I think what we want to start out first, and we'll leave the film in a little bit of suspense, is just tell me about yourself. What do you want people to know before they go see your film?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm a videographer by profession. I work at Glauser Images right down the road here. I went to school for film production at Minnesota State University Moorhead. After graduation, I was almost hired right out the gate, which is pretty awesome for a film degree to have a job in my profession right out of school. I moved to Bismarck and I've been working there. It's really great. I get to do what I love. I get to shoot and edit short videos. None of them are very narrative based. So I like to make short films in my free time. And that's awesome because I'm able to use the Glauser Images equipment for that, which is very fortunate.
Yeah, it's always an interesting thing to see where filmmakers do in their free time as opposed to their day job. And when we talk to filmmakers with the Dakota Film Festival, which we put on every spring, a lot of them are, they work in some form of film or something on the side, but these are their passion projects.
Exactly.
So do you have a lot of passion projects that you work on, like The Nighttime Ghoul, or was this kind of one of your first big forays?
I think since about second grade, I've been making short films. It was never this intense, but it was just like me and my friends just hanging out, making movies together with the video camera recorder. And I kind of pursued that through high school and then college. It was more of like a requirement for the production degree to keep making short films. And then I've made a couple since then, just little short ones with family and coworkers and stuff like that.
Sure. So The Nighttime Ghoul is your film. It's being premiered at the Short Film Features events, which is hosted by Makewell. It's one of three films, yes. But of course, we're only talking about yours right now.
Sure.
And if you want to find out more about that, talking to listeners, you can go to wearemakewell.com. Date and time, Friday, August 24th. It's from 8 to 11 p.m. at 424 East Thayer in Bismarck. You might know that better as the Provident Building. But go to their website if you want to find out more on that. Joe Greening is in studio. My name is Josh Haugen. And we're talking about his film, The Nighttime Ghoul, which will be premiering at that event. So tell us a little bit about the film. Maybe how you, let's start at the beginning. How did the Nighttime Ghoul form in your mind?
Sure. So for our thesis project in school, it kind of is a whole big long process. You spend a semester just in pre-production kind of hashing out and figuring out a theory behind what your particular emphasis in that thesis. I was writing and directing a horror film, and my thesis was kind of driven behind the fact that, like, you can creep out and unsettle the audience without jump scaring them per se, like surprising them with that loud audio burst and everyone jumps and gets freaked out. This is sort of the antithesis to that, a much smaller scale. I only spent about a month on it, but there are a few jump scares in this one. I just kind of wanted to see the juxtaposition of those two.
Yeah, so horror is an interesting genre for me to work into a short film. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes certain horror films require a lot of time to build up a backstory or anything else like that. So what are some challenges that you face making a short film within the horror genre?
That's a good question. I think I would equate that to like someone sitting down and reading a horror book. You know, it takes a while, a little bit to get into it, just listening to a friend tell a scary story around a campfire. They're going to get into the horror a lot quicker than a book will kind of ease you into it. And that's kind of how I look at it, is like, let's get into it as quickly as we can. Let's set up who the antagonist or what the problem is, and let's just dive right into it. Let's kind of start in the world, like right before this is going to happen, or right before this horror will take place, and just jump right into it. And I think having it, the film is actually it starts out with a group of friends and one of them is telling a scary story. So that kind of makes it a little bit easier. He's not going to spend hours just kind of telling this elaborate backstory about this ghoul. He's going to jump right into the scary bits. So that's kind of, that helped with the short film, kind of jumping right into the horror.
Yeah, that's, it's an interesting way to look at it, is the campfire scary story that friends tell. It's a good take on how to kind of maneuver your way into a horror story in a short film. So let's talk about the filming process. You talked about how you got the idea a little bit. Was all of the film shot in North Dakota? I mean, you're a local filmmaker, went to school at University of Moorhead, now you work in Bismarck. What was your filming process?
Yes, this is a very, very stripped down, kind of low budget way to film things. I didn't have a whole lot of crew. The cast was just coworkers and friends of mine. It was kind of just like something where I was like, hey guys, I wrote this little script. Do you want to get together over the weekend and film it? So that's kind of the approach that we took. Very low budget. It has a higher quality feel because I'm able to use some of the professional equipment that I work with at Glaser Images. But it was just kind of, we had two kind of principal photography days where we did all of the filming inside on one night, and then a little bit longer day that was about 6 or 7 hours. That was all the stuff that takes place outside. And then a few weekends of just kind of pickup shots from there.
Once again, Joe Greening in studio, talking about his film, The Nighttime Ghoul, that will be premiering at the Short Film Features event hosted by Makewell on August 24th. Is there anything else that you think you want to get out there about The Nighttime Ghoul?
I guess kind of, if you want to put this with kind of like the process of filming, a little bit of a happy accident that happened when we were kind of filming the outside stuff. The scary story actually happens inside of a garage around like a candlelit table. And the intention was always for it to be outside around a campfire, a little bit more traditional. But it was supposed to storm heavily that night, and it actually ended up doing that. So we kind of were able to incorporate that stormy night into the story and have it take place in the garage with the lightning and everything outside. And I think it adds a really cool ambiance to it. And that's kind of just all about rolling with the punches, you know, short film, low budget type thing, just kind of being able to roll with that and incorporate it into the story.
That brings me back to a question that I think I meant to ask at the beginning and I just forgot. Where did the inspiration for your story come from? Was it something that you just kind of sat down and decided you want to write a horror story, or is it something that you've been thinking about for a while?
Mm-hmm. I think it just kind of came to me. Just I wanted to kind of explore the other side of the thesis project that I had worked on, like I said, and also just the idea of two parallel stories taking place. Like, one is this this group of friends that are just hanging out. Somebody's telling a story, and then what happens after that, and then just kind of running the two parallel to each other. I wanted to kind of play with that idea and kind of just experiment with it. So that was kind of the inspiration behind writing it.
Very cool. Yeah. Joe Greening in studio at KDAC 102.5, talking about his film, The Nighttime Ghoul, premiering at the Short Film Features event hosted by Makewell. You can go to wearemakewell.com to find out more about that. Joe, thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Now joining me to talk about his film, Small Talk, is Stephen Workel. Stephen is one of three filmmakers that will be featured at the Short Film Features event hosted by Makewell on August 24th from 8 to 11 p.m. Stephen, thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So the way we want to start this is, first, we just want to find out a little bit about you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Stephen, where you're from, where you went to school.
Gotcha. I was born and raised in the Twin Cities, went to school there, did a couple years of community college when I wanted to save money and didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And then a couple of years ago, decided that I wanted to, you know, do film and video, figured that there's a field for that, and then transferred up to Moorhead. Went to MSUM for a couple of years, got that degree, and now I'm out of school, working for local news in the Fargo-Moorhead area.
So do you still like to do film, creative film, on the side as kind of a passion project?
Yeah, whenever I get time and like other filmmakers and people who want to do stuff, whenever I get a chance, it's fun to do the more creative stuff. Film's good as like an out of school job, but obviously, you know, the passion's more in the more creative field of video.
Yeah, that's something very common that we find with filmmakers, especially in North Dakota and the surrounding areas, that they have their day job and something else, but then they always come back to film. That's always something they want to come back to. Even if it's only ever working on the side, they love to work with it. So it's good to see that you're doing the same and finding opportunities to do that. So your film is Small Talk. It's not premiering. This will be the second ever airing of Small Talk at the Short Film Features event. If you want to find out more about that, talking to our listener now, go to wearemakewell.com. Tell us a little bit about your film. You know, we don't want to give too much away. I would assume that most people haven't seen it. So we want to save that, but tell us what you can about it.
Basically it's just a short drama. The film just generally deals with, a son trying to accept that his mom is ill or terminally ill and just how he goes about that and how he kind of grapples with that. And that's the general gist. It's pretty broad, but obviously, you know, once you get into the film, more kind of just examines his psyche and just how, most people, I feel, can go about and handle that scenario.
So I said it aired once before, and I was going to let you be humble about it, but just in the short blurb on the We Are Make Well website about your film, it's an award-winning film. It won Best Ensemble Performance, Best Directing, and Best in Show at a Minnesota State University Moorhead Juried Expeditions. Was that kind of just like a mini film festival of films in Moorhead, or?
Yeah, basically it was just like, so it's throughout the school in that film program, and then throughout the year people make their films and projects. So there's the senior films like this, and then there's junior, sophomore, freshman films, and then at the end of the year they'll show all the films, and then from those they'll select awards and judge those and whatnot. So it's basically just showings of all the student films from the school that year.
Well, I still wouldn't call that any small feat. The Moorhead film program puts out some pretty good talent every single year. We've seen plenty of films from that department come to the Dakota Film Festival in the spring. So it's no small feat to win Best in Show along with your other awards in that. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So once again, Stephen Workel is joining me in studio. My name is Josh Agron. Excuse me, not in studio. He's joining me thanks to the wonders of technology. His film is Small Talk. It will be showing at the Short Film Features event hosted by Makewell on Friday, August 24th from 8 to 11 p.m. And that will be at 424 East Thayer in Bismarck. You may know it better as the Provident Building and the adjoining parking lot. So, Stephen, how did you get hooked up with Makewell, and how did it come around to your film being shown at this event?
I just seen on Facebook that they're doing this event. I've been following Zach Wentz's short film and his production of Ham, and was excited to see that. And I saw that it was premiering at this outdoor film event, and that they were looking for like two other local short films, and then thought we should enter and see what happens. And then luckily enough, they reached out and said they'd like to show it too alongside his film and also Joe's, and that's how it got in. And yeah, it was really cool. It was really awesome to hear back from them.
Zach Wentz, of course, will be the next person we talk to. His film is Ham. Joe Greening was the first of these three interviews, and his film is The Nighttime Ghoul. Stephen Workel, though, Small Talk. What challenges did you have in filming this, in putting everything together, even more than the filming, the writing, and the directing as well?
I would say that unlike most projects that I've done as a student, actual in-production shooting was somewhat easier just because it being a drama, the film was mostly just people in rooms talking, which sounds nicer and simpler. But then I think the whole pre-production and writing process was the terrifying part because I'd never done drama. And I think that's the one where if it doesn't sound natural and it doesn't sound normal, people will know and it will sound weird, and then people don't relate to it. And if you don't relate to drama, then it's kind of useless. So that was kind of terrifying and nerve-wracking, was just even tackling that genre. So that was probably the most nerve-wracking part. But once we got into the swing of things and found our actors, like our Nick, our main actor, is very talented. Once we got all that, it was more just getting the product out and polishing it up, I'd say.
Were most of your cast from Morehead as well?
Yep, I'd say, I think everyone was from the Fargo-Morehead area. That was another thing, too, that was like a challenge, but also a good thing, because when you're in the area, you get to know the actors and who there is. But also, when you're in Fargo-Morehead, you really only have access to people in Fargo-Morehead, so you have to, you know, make whatever you have work. But luckily enough, there was, it was kind of written knowing, too, that like there's certain people that could fill roles. That way we wouldn't get to casting and, you know, have no idea who would play what. And so it's just good to go in knowing what we were kind of going to do and have a game plan.
Speaking of writing, did you write the film yourself, or did you have some help in that as along with the other roles that go along with filmmaking of editing, producing, directing? Was that mostly or all you, or did you have some help along the way?
Well, our senior crew, the major roles, we did have like a director of photography, an editor, producer. So they all obviously carried a pretty big load and helped out. Writing wise, I specifically wrote it, but obviously every time I'd have an updated draft or ideas, you know, I'd run it by, you know, my group and friends and family, you know, whoever, just to make sure it didn't like wasn't completely off base or wasn't believable. So there was always checking in. And then I guess, yeah, as director, you know, I'd help oversee every other element of the process. But at the same time, you know, someone else was editing, and then I'd sit in with them and we'd work together to get where we want to be, and talking with the producer and telling him I'd like to shoot in a hospital, and him saying, well, that's going to be tricky. And then him doing an awesome job getting a hospital. So a lot of effort from everyone.
Small Talk is the film. Stephen Workel is the filmmaker we are talking to right now. Just reading the short, we already talked about what the film is about from your words, but just reading the short blurb that's on the We Are Makewell website about it, says Small Talk is a short film that follows a son struggling to come to terms with his terminally ill mother. Where did the idea of this come from for you?
Well, I'm fortunate enough that both my parents are healthy, and I haven't had to go through that. But the last year before the film, my grandfather on my dad's side and my grandmother on my mom's side had passed away from illnesses where, you know, it was in a sense, it wasn't necessarily a surprise, but it was unfortunate. You could see it coming, but it was two scenarios where you could go see someone knowing that that's probably the last time you're going to see them. And so that kind of idea of how people handle that and go about that and what that feeling is like to, you know, talk to someone like almost mundanely or about like the Twins game, kind of, you know, beating around the bush and not wanting to, you know, acknowledge what's actually going on and just examining that, I suppose.
Is often it seems the best films, especially in the drama category, come from a personal place, and this certainly seems to be no different. Stephen Workel, his film is Small Talk. It will be showing at the Short Film Features event hosted by Makewell on August 24th. Go to wearemakewell.com to find out more. Stephen, is there anything else you want the people to know?
I don't think so. Just that I think it's going to be a really cool night. Even other film festivals and events, there's nothing really like watching your film outside. I'm really excited to see what that's like, and I'm sure it'll be an awesome atmosphere alongside two other great films, and should be a good time.
Awesome. Thanks for joining me, Stephen.
Yep, thank you so much.
And finally, the final interview of this series in advance of the short film feature event hosted by Makewell. Zach Wentz joins me. He is the filmmaker presenting HAM, although it's not technically HAM. It's an acronym.
Yeah, that's right. It technically stands for Holloman Aerospace Medical Center, but they always called Ham the Chimp Ham, so that's what the film's called.
Yeah, Ham C isn't quite as catchy. So you're joining me to talk about your film. It's being featured at the event, like I said. But first, before we get to that, we want to learn a little bit about the person behind it. So tell us about yourself, where you're from, where you went to school, if any of that.
Sure, yeah. Well, I'm originally from Mayville, North Dakota. I went to high school there and grew up there. And then I went to Minnesota State University Moorhead for film school. Kind of a little fun fact, if you've probably already learned this, but all three filmmakers are from MSUM's film program. So that's kind of a cool little tidbit. But went there for school and then came to Bismarck, and now I work at a commercial production company in Bismarck called Threefold. It's actually just downtown here. So,
yeah, very cool. So you work in commercial, which is something that I find a lot of people who go to some kind of film school, or even if they're interested in film and they got a communications degree, anything like that, they work in commercial, but they often come back to these creative projects that they've done before. And is that something that's been a common trend for you, where you like to have the kind of creative release on the side?
Yeah, totally. I think that, you know, narrative work is certainly my passion, but at Threefold, we try to implement, you know, narrative storylines into some of our ads as well. So I think I get to kind of scratch the itch there too. Yeah. So it's kind of a happy deal.
So once again, Zach Wentz is joining me in studio to talk about his film Ham, H-A-M, and it is one of the three local films, all from MSU Moorhead originally, where these filmmakers came from anyways. They're all being showcased at the Short Film Features event hosted by Makewell. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to wearemakewell.com. The event is on Friday, August 24th from 8 to 11 p.m. at 424 East Thayer in Bismarck, also probably more well known as the Provident Building and its adjoining parking lot. So that's a little bit about you, but the film is kind of the big thing that's happening here. It's premiering at the event, correct?
Yeah, it'll be the first time that anyone has ever seen it, yeah.
Anyone except you, of course.
Right.
It's premiered to you. So how did the idea of Ham, of making it into a film, come to you? Because I know it's loosely based on a true story, but right. How did you decide that you wanted to put this into a video format?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a funny story. What made me want to make the film was when I came across the silicone latex mask that we use in the film. I found it online. There's this website called CFX Masks, and I'd been kind of following that site for a long time and some of their products, and always thought it was really cool. They make these silicone latex masks that are super skin tight. The idea behind these masks is that you're putting on like hours of prosthetic makeup in seconds, and thought that that would add such a production value to the film. And I was just like, I need something like this. But I didn't really know where to go with the story. I'm thinking, I don't really want to make like a jungle movie in North Dakota. That'd be kind of difficult to do. And the other problem with these masks is that it's just a mask. There's no bodysuit or anything like that. And I didn't want to make a full body hairy suit or something like that. And thinking that might be pretty expensive too. Thought, you know what, why don't we just dress them up in an astronaut suit? Of course, they didn't do that in real life. We thought we'd kind of flourish it a little bit, but yeah, that was kind of where the idea came from. Let's take a monkey mask, put a astronaut suit on this guy and make a whole character and build a story around it.
Yeah, that sounds like almost something you would get as a school project, is you're given a prop and then you're supposed to make a movie around a prop, or just like some like a film dash kind of film that someone would make. And so it's kind of cool that you made it into it's almost 20 minute long film.
Right.
So that's kind of cool that you were able to do that from just seeing, oh, I want to do something with this monkey mask. And then you turn that into an entire film about the first monkey in space.
Totally.
When I watched your trailer and when I was just kind of looking at some things about your film leading up to this interview, my mind kept going back to the Planets of the Apes movies, mm-hmm. and Andy Serkis and everything that he has to do in order to, and that they do in those films, which obviously have astronomical budgets.
Right.
That they do in their films to get him into being a monkey. And it's very interesting to see it in your film done in a way where it's just a mask and then a suit around it. So was that a challenge to you? I guess, what kind of standard are you holding yourself up to? I haven't fully seen it in motion as far as your implementation of the mask, and you're avoiding special effects essentially.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big deal. I wanted to shoot it practically as much as I could. And as fabulous as this mask is, it did have some limitations, and I had to be kind of wary of that. One of the things that can kind of be a dead giveaway is around the eyes. And I didn't have some special effects makeup artists on hand at all times. So it really kind of came down to lighting it the right way and picking the right camera angle. So that was kind of a difficult aspect of it. But obviously the astronaut helmet and kind of having the low-key lighting scenario in the rocket ship, I have another clip that shows some of that footage as well. That kind of helped me as well. But, you know, I didn't do an extensive amount of research as to, like, chimp mannerisms and things like that. I mean, I think I did like a Google image search to see how much hair was on like a monkey's knuckles or something like that. But no, I mean, it was certainly a challenge. And that was something that also kind of motivated me to make this film. You know, films like The Shape of Water or Harry and the Hendersons, where it's focused around this character that is not human, but played by a human wearing a suit and done very practically, was something that I really wanted to try to do with this film.
So once again, the film is Ham. Zach Wentz is in studio talking about it right now. It's going to be featured at the Short Film Features event hosted by Makewell on Friday, August 24th at 8 p.m. Talk about the cast of this a little bit. Did you have the same person playing Ham the entire time? And where did the rest of the cast come from? How did you get, and crew for that matter, how did you get everyone together?
Yeah, that's a great question. So something that's kind of interesting about the people that played Ham was that there was actually multiple actors that jumped inside of that suit. So most of that was determined just by location and availability. But primarily there was one guy that played Ham. Adam Kempinick is his name. He's actually a coworker of mine at Threefold. Great guy and very small stature, so he was able to fit into that suit very well. There's also some VFX that are going on with some green screen to kind of make, you know, Ham more chimp sized. But the rest of my cast, I did an open casting call, an online casting call where they could submit a video audition of themselves after I sent them a sample scene, and was very pleased with the you know, feedback that I got, the amount of auditions that I got, and was able to take it a step further and have an in-person audition once I kind of narrowed it down. I think most of my cast is from Fargo. And that's mainly because I'm from the Fargo-Moorhead area. I think that they were more aware of my work. So that was kind of just naturally where the people came from. But we shot all over. We shot some in Fargo and then in Bismarck as well, a couple different scenes. And then Cooperstown, actually at the missile site, the Cooperstown, the Ronald Reagan Minutemen missile site, which was a really fun location to have. But yeah, I mean, it was really important to me to have all of the cast and crew from the North Dakota area, because I think there's a lot of films out here that are being done in North Dakota, but they're flying in, you know, cast and crew from LA or New York, and I really wanted this to be kind of homegrown.
So are there any challenges or hidden gems that you encountered along the way that made it difficult or easier to film because you were doing it all in North Dakota and making a point of doing it here?
It seems like, especially for like locations, people are just so excited to be a part of a film. So when I ask, you know, a propane store if they want to be a location, there's a little bit of confusion at first, but once I go into more detail on what I want to do, they're just so willing and so accommodating. And same goes for the missile site in Cooperstown. When I contacted them, they were really excited about the project. In fact, the site supervisor that gave me access to the location is actually in the film. He plays one of the lab assistants that transports Ham from one room to another. So yeah, I mean, just there's an overwhelming amount of excitement that you get from people in this area because they're just so willing to support you.
Very cool. Once again, Zach Wentz in studio, KDEC 102.5, to talk about his film Ham, which will be premiering at the Short Film Features event hosted by Makewell on August 24th. Zach, I don't know, is there anything else that you want to get out there, let the people know about Ham or the event coming up?
I mean, no, I think we covered mostly everything that I'm thinking we should talk about.
Well, thank you for joining me, Zach. Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And once again, you can see his film Ham on the 24th at 8 p.m. along with two other of his MSU Moorhead Dragon peers. The event takes place August 24th, 8 to 11 p.m. at 424 East Thayer in Bismarck, also known as the Provident Building. Go to wearemakewell.com to find out more.